Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 209, and I am so glad that you're here today because I'm talking to you about the fact that you should never have to be convincing people to buy your stuff, whether you sell products, services, programs, whatever. You should not have to be convincing people, and there's things that you can put in place so they don't have to do that. And what a relief today. Y'all are about to take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out because you're going to be like, yes, I don't have to convince people. I don't have to be salesy or icky or pushy or slimy. You don't have to do any of that. I'm going to explain all of it today, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I provide valuable tips and strategies for starting and building a business doing what you love. And again, if you have a product business, service business, you're a coach, consultant, whatever you are, you're selling programs, digital products, you're in the right place. I'm here to support you, and I'm just so excited you're here. So if you're new, you need to get plugged in. Did you know I have ways that you can get plugged in with other new business owners and get some great resources? Well, I do. If you're new, first of all, you should know I have a free Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. And there's a link down below. So if you scroll in the show notes right now, I don't know if there's like a little arrow down, if you're in Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, click it. And it's going to show the text from this episode, like the information, all the words and description. And I have links in there for you. I have all the stuff, all the resources that are available to you. But you can click the link. It'll take you over to the Facebook group. Then you'll answer three quick questions, answer those, and then I will get you in the group. And we'll be so excited to welcome you in and have you, because you do not need to go about this business alone. You really need to be surrounded by other people starting businesses too, and to be able to ask questions, get feedback, ask what you think are silly questions. They're not silly because everybody has them, but you need a place to do that. You can't just be in your own echo chamber, off in your own world, thinking that you know all of this, because you probably don't. I have learned so much from other people over the years. I can't imagine if I hadn't surrounded myself with people who were going through the same things and people who were steps ahead of me so that I could make smart decisions in my business. So don't undervalue community when it comes to your business. So get in the Facebook group. So click that link, answer the three questions, get in. Then I have some free downloads for you. I've got a 16-step checklist. And I have to let y'all know, oh my gosh, how exciting is this? This is more for those of you that are about to open or who are already open. And if you are like, okay, how do I go from random sales to consistent sales? What do I need to do? How do I like start marketing real simply so that this isn't complicated or weird? Like I can just like get going with this. Guess what? I have a free private podcast that I just launched. I just launched it. It's got, oh gosh, how many episodes? Now I'll have to look. Maybe 9 episodes. I'm not doing it every week like this. I already have the episodes in there, so you can binge them today after you listen to this episode. It's called Consistent Sales Made Simple. Scroll down in the show notes below. Get the link to that. You need to listen to it because it's going to explain my whole process that I teach in Grow Getters, and it's to help you start marketing in a simple way so you can easily start generating sales. So make sure you check that out and the other resources below. There's so much for you, whether you're trying to figure out your business idea, whether you're starting or you're growing. So that's for you. And if you've been listening a while, thank you to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing and wonderful and appreciative and grateful humans. And I'm so honored to be working with you and be here on this podcast, whether you're in my programs or not. Doesn't matter. I'm so honored to be guiding you along this journey because I'm telling you, it will be one of the most fulfilling and best of your life. I'm not even kidding. It'll be one of your best accomplishments is building a successful business. So I'm so proud of you. So that's it. And hey, you know, if you've been listening and you have a friend that loves podcasts or would like to listen to podcasts or needs to listen to podcasts, can you tell them about this podcast? You can share it. You can share it directly from the app that you're in and say, hey guys, I listen to this podcast, guys or girls, I listen to this podcast and it could help you as you're starting and growing your business. So if you would share it, that would literally mean the world to me because it'll just get it in the ears of more people like us who are just striving to make money doing what we love. So that's it. Okay, on to the episode. Hi friends, how are you? What is shaking? What's going on with your business? I need to know. I say this every week, but I do. And I love it when y'all post in the Women Starting Businesses group on all our weekly posts, because I keep updated on your progress and what's going on and things that you're going through. It's so great. We have our Imperfect Action Mondays, which is so much fun, and our Wins on Wednesdays. Oh, yes, we celebrate wins in our group. Yes, we do. So I'm so excited for you. And shout out to my binge-worthy boot campers. Those are my new podcasters. I don't know if y'all know, but I have a group and I help them start their podcasts. How fun is that? I mean, am I not living the dream right now? This is amazing. I get to help people start and grow their businesses and start their podcasts. It's so awesome. So shout out to all of y'all. I can't wait till your podcasts get up and running, because then I'm going to have you on this podcast. How amazing is that? Anyways, I'm so happy you're here. I'm talking about the word convince or convincing. And a lot of you feel like you're having to convince people to buy. Or maybe you don't even have your business open yet and you haven't started like marketing or selling yet, but you're scared that you don't want to be salesy or icky or weird or awkward or pushy or any of that. And you don't want to have to convince people to buy. I'm with you. I am with you. I never want to convince anybody. I want to set the stage so that they have come to the conclusion themselves that this product or service that I offer is for them. Like, I was thinking back in all my years of doing business. So I started my first business with a friend in 2000, and we sold home decor and accessories in Austin, Texas. We were doing what are now called pop-up shows. We didn't have that vocabulary word, pop-up show. I guess those are words. In our lexicon. Like, we did not know that term. That was not a term then. We just said we do shows, and we would do them at one of our houses. We would have them at other people's houses. We would rent out lobbies of hotels, like a hotel near our work. We used to work at Dell Computers, and it was so great because we just told everyone we knew, and we worked at Dell, so we knew a lot of people our age, and we were catering to those people, and we'd be like, we're having a show this Thursday. Y'all come from 6 to 9, come and shop. And people would come and clear out all of our merchandise. It was so much fun. It was amazing. And I never had to convince anybody to buy anything. I was just thinking back going, I was so green. I was so new to business. I went from my sales career at Dell to just putting out merchandise that we thought was oh so cute. And my business partner at the time, Jenny, so shout out to Jenny if you're listening. She is amazingly talented at decorating, just has an eye for it and a gift, truly a gift. And I thought we made great partnership because she was so good at that. And I was kind of on the business side of a little bit. I don't know. We both were. It was a mix, but she was definitely the better one at decorating. Anyway, so we would pick out all this stuff and people would buy it. We didn't have to walk around and be like, no, you need this lamp. You need this flower arrangement. No, you do need this. Don't walk away. You need this. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? We just sat at our little desk and people would check out. I mean, it's a dream. Right? I mean, that's what happened. And then when I took the businesses online, I wasn't out convincing anybody to buy from my website. I did enough to get on Google on the first page for like Monogram nap mats, Monogram cutting boards. I had all these key terms that I knew just enough to get me on the first page at the time. And y'all, I went online in like 2003. There wasn't as much competition. The landscape was totally different than it is today. But that was my marketing method. Was Google search results. Like, my business lived or died by Google search results and by referrals and all our old client base, okay? And then I started email marketing as well, which totally helped. So I never had to convince anybody. I wasn't standing around making videos, which we didn't even do that then, or sending emails like, you need to buy this bag right now. Like, there was no convincing. No convincing. Okay. So I had that business that was in this very room. That was the online boutique, and it kind of morphed from home accessories to monogrammed and personalized gifts. Well, then I sold baby collegiate gear on that site. And I had some like Texas Longhorn stuff, Texas A&M, because I'm from Texas. And I just kind of had those. And people were calling going, do you have Florida? Do you have Michigan? Do you have UNC? Do you have Oklahoma? All these schools. And I was like, what? This could be its own website. So I started a second online store called Kids Are Fans Too. And I had all kinds of team gear from a whole bunch of schools. And it was so much fun. And I ran both of those businesses for a very long time until Was it 2018? Like, y'all, it's all becoming a blur. I don't know if it's my age. I don't even know what's happening. But it was like 2018 when I was closing them. And then I started this business very end of 2019. That's when I started this podcast. Very end of 2019. Anyways, with my collegiate gifts, people were like going nuts over the stuff, giving baby gifts and decorating their whole room. I had crib bedding for the universities, curtains. Like, I'm talking people decked out their babies' rooms, their clothes with blankets, onesies, hats, pacifiers, sippy cups, the whole thing. Anyways, I never had to convince anybody. Never had to convince anybody to buy my stuff. Okay? And I wasn't running ads or anything like that. I was findable on Google. That was my marketing method. And this is what I tell my grow getters all the time. So if you're a grow getter and you're listening, you know that I always say you have to have one slam dunk marketing method that works, right? For me, with this business, it's my podcast, okay? But anyways, I digress. I never had to convince anybody of anything. So then when I started this business, it was a whole shift. Y'all, I went from products that were made awesomely and perfectly and amazing, and I knew what was popular and cute and fantastic and quality, and I sold those all day long. But when I started this business doing coaching and offering a service, everything changed. It was a whole different ballgame of selling because it wasn't tangible. It wasn't like, look at this cup. It's so cute. I couldn't go, look at this coaching. It's so cute. It's amazing. I was having a hard time like, how do I share the value of this? How do I tell people how much this can help them? Because I knew, I was like, oh my gosh, I know all of this about business for the past 20 years. But I didn't even know really what I knew. I think that's the curse of a lot of coaches. We don't even realize what we know. Again, it's like the curse of coaching or consulting, or when you know something, you don't even know how much you know, and you undervalue it, and you just undervalue monetarily, and just like, is this worth it? Do people want it? And people do. And especially if you're a coach or a consultant, you sell a service, you have got to get it down to a T, the value of what you offer and the problems you're solving. You have to know how to articulate this so well. And I find that my grow getters and my coaching clients that are service-based coaches, consultants, it is a challenge. It is way more of a challenge than a physical product seller, okay? So if you've got physical products, digital products, it's usually pretty cut and dry. Like, this is what I offer. You do have to work on the value of what you sell and work on wording totally. But it's just, for whatever reason, it's so much easier when it's a tangible product or even a digital product, right? But starting a coaching or a consulting business has its challenges because you've got to learn how to take something intangible and turn it tangible so that you don't have to convince. So you don't have to be weird. You don't have to act like you're not worth it and like feel weird about, I don't even know how to explain it, y'all, but if you're a coach or a consultant, I know you know what I'm talking about because it's just so hard because you're like, how do I make this tangible? How do I put this in a box so that people get it and how awesome this is and how much can help them? Because I always think the coaching that I've given out, and y'all don't take, I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being anything like that. But if I had had this years ago, no one talked about coaches. All you could do was like hire huge marketing agencies. This was not a thing at all. And I'm thinking, it would have saved me so much money because I wouldn't have made the mistakes that I made. And I also would have probably propel things a little bit differently. I might have done things differently. I'm sure I would have, especially with all the excess inventory that I had. Y'all, I ended up with so much extra inventory. If you've listened to any of my past episodes, I've talked about that, how embarrassing it was. When I was closing my business, my garage was filled with inventory. Long story. Anyways, we all learn everything from running our own businesses. You learn so much, you're not even going to know. But anyways, my point is that the stuff that I teach, is that even a good term? The stuff that I teach, what I teach in coaching would have been invaluable to me if I had received it. And so I always try to remember that, wow, this is valuable. If I had had this, holy cow, what would have been different? How would things have been different for me? How would things have been better? Would I have had more confidence? Like, could things have moved at a faster pace? Would I have not had so much inventory? Would I have gotten my LLC sooner when I was making enough to where it would have saved me money? Like, there's things that I didn't know. And it wasn't until I started this business that I was like,
I've got to find somebody to help me. And I found a coach, and I've told y'all this. I had her for 2 months straight, once a week. We were kind of going through things, and she was amazing, amazing. And it helped me. And I've been a part of other coaching programs, and it's been awesome, y'all. I can't imagine where I'd be if I didn't have it. Okay. So here's my point, that when you are selling, if you feel like you have to convince, or right now you're thinking about going out for the first time and talking about it, and you feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to convince people to buy? If you're even saying that, then you've got some work to do. You've got some work to do because you don't have to convince. Okay. And in the beginning of my business here, I was scared to even, I wasn't even convincing. I wasn't even barely putting it out there. I wasn't even barely talking about it because I was so nervous that I wasn't good enough, that people weren't going to value it, that people weren't going to pay it. I didn't know what to do. And I felt weird. I felt uncomfortable. Like, how do I do this? Because in my past businesses, I never had to like sell people. All I had to do was pick up the bag and go, y'all, this bag is so cute. Look at the handles. They're double stitched. They're reinforced. They're not going to break. And this pocket is amazing because you can put your phone in there. And then you can get it monogrammed really big. And I was selling it without even knowing that I was selling all that stuff, y'all, because I believed in it. I knew the value. I knew the features. I knew how it was going to help people. And it was just a bag or a cutting board or whatever. I was selling it, not even realizing that I was selling it, because I was enthusiastic. I believed in it. I knew why it was good. I knew why other people said it was good. And I knew how it could help their life, mainly because I used to buy a lot of my own products. Stuff would come in. I'm like, oh, I need that bag. Oh, I need that scarf. Oh, those earrings. I need those. And so I could speak from personal experience on all of it. So what you have to do is, if you are finding yourself sitting here going, how do I convince people to buy? If you're even asking the question, you have stuff to work on, okay? And the good news is, help is here. You can get help. You know, I have Grow Getters and I help you with all of this. But today I'm going to go through what you need to create for your business, your offer, so that you never have to convince. I don't want you ever to feel like you have to, because you don't. You don't. Okay, so the first thing is, you have to be clear about who you're best suited to serve, okay? And that took me a little bit too, starting this business. Now, with my other businesses, it was clear from day one. Day one, I knew. Anybody who loves monogrammed gifts, get this. Oh, and I love it too. Kaylee Muntz, who was on my podcast, she's one of my Grow Getters, and she sells jewelry. She makes jewelry, and it's awesome because I've seen her social media. It was like literally one of my favorite things I've ever seen from a client. She was like, of course we want to be extra. And she had some song, or I don't even remember what it was. It was like a little reel or something on her social. And I was like, this is amazing. She is touting the fact that all of her jewelry and stuff looks extra. She's like speaking the obvious, like big, bold colors. I think she lives in Louisiana. And so like her stuff is bold and colorful and beautiful and bright and all of that. And she just confronts it right off. Like, extra is amazing. Being extra is awesome. These earrings are extra and I love them. You're going to love them too. She knows exactly who she's serving. Okay. I knew exactly who I was serving back in the day as well, without even thinking about it. I knew exactly who it was. And the, you know, kids are fans too, was like the parents who were fanatics about their college and they wanted their kids in this stuff. And speaking of the word fanatics, just, I totally digress here. Totally. So I had that site, Kids Are Fans Too, and some years before, I was probably 6 or 7 years before I closed it. So probably early 2010. So probably 2012, something like that. I started noticing competition on Google, and I started seeing these Google ads for this site called Fanatics. And I'm like telling my husband, like, there's some other big site out now that looks like I'm competing against here for all these kids' collegiate gear. And Fanatics got huge. And David and I were in, where were we? Oh my gosh, I'm going to forget what city we were in. And there was a big, oh, it's Tampa, Florida. Tampa, Florida. There was a huge building in Tampa on the side of it. What logo did it have on it? A huge building, like maybe downtown. It said Fanatics. And David's looking at me. He's like, really? That could have been you. And I'm like, well, it's not. Well, it is not, but it's okay. I closed that business. It was a good idea. That means it was a good idea, right? Do you still love me? I don't own a building with my logo on it. So when I hear Fanatics, I kind of get a little PTSD. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but I digress. I digress. Here are the three things. Oh, we already said that. You need to be clear about who you are best suited to serve. So I knew who I was best suited to serve. In this business, it took me a little bit. I knew it from the beginning, and I tell my grow getters this. So y'all are getting here this, some of the insights of what we talk about in grow getters is that usually your very, very first instinct of like who you want to help, like it's raw. You haven't even heard me on a podcast. You've heard no one talk about messaging or you, your first instinct, the raw first instinct is the one. It's who you want to serve. Because I kept saying, oh, I just, you know, I kept saying it was women who maybe have had a previous career or they are have a career now and they're not totally fulfilled and they know they have skills and God-given gifts that can be used amazingly. They know they can make a difference and they're ready and they want to do this and they want this new part of their life. Like I knew, I didn't know how to put it in the right words, but my instinct is it. That's it. That's who I feel like I'm meant to serve, right? In the beginning stages. Okay. So you have to think about who is it that you're best suited to serve? And you have to know those people. Are they fanatics about something? Are they looking for something? Are they aspiring to something? What are they doing? That's the first thing. So you don't have to convince. If you already know your people, you can talk to your people in that language because they get you, right? They get you. The second thing is to be very clear to them and to yourself about the problems that they are currently suffering. You have to be able to articulate that. And I will tell you, that's been a little bit hard for me, a little bit. Like I've had some changes. I've been tweaking wording. I'm still am. And know that this may not end for you. You may be like me where it constantly tweaks in this business. I've been tweaking. And I've also been tweaking like who I see gets the best results. And so I change my wording to find more of those people. Does that make sense? Again, this is a coaching consulting business. So this is different than maybe your product business, okay? Or maybe not. Maybe you do tweak yours and you make more of products that they love, right? But you have to understand the problems that they're currently suffering. So for the people that I serve that are starting their business, they're maybe confused. They don't have time. They're like, how do I get this thing started simply? But I want to do it right. I want to do it strategically. And I want to do this fast. I don't want to waste any time. I'm willing to pay someone to help me. So that's why I have my Just Getting Started Bootcamp. So for those of you that are just starting your product or service business and you're like, I need a plan. Like what all do I need to be doing? Can we just knock this out and can I have it all laid out in front of me? That's what I provide in that program. Okay. But in Grow Getters, for example, I'm helping new business owners get growing. And what I'm helping them do is start marketing in a simple way, a simple and authentic way. That's key here, but in a simple way so they can easily generate consistent new leads and sales. Because what I found is a lot of new business owners aren't generating consistent sales. They're getting random sales here and there and everywhere. And maybe not everywhere, maybe nowhere. Whatever it is, I want to help them. And some of y'all are just new. Maybe you're about to open soon and you're like, oh, I want to start marketing. I don't want it to be all complicated. I don't want to be weird and pushy. I want it to be simple. And so I'm here to help you. That's what I do in Grow Getters, right? So I've gotten clearer and clearer. Here's the funny thing. When I started this business, it was only for people starting businesses. Like I wasn't into helping people really grow their business necessarily. I didn't have programs for that. It evolved to this. It evolved to this, because I started seeing the bigger problems was they would get their business open. And then now what? How do I do this? How do I market without having to do things that I don't want to do? And maybe I don't want to pay for a whole bunch of ads yet. And I don't want to spend a bazillion hours marketing. I want to do this in a way that's actually fun and works and actually brings in consistent sales. So I'm not getting just random sales. Like y'all need consistent sales, right? And so I had identified those problems. It has tweaked and morphed over time. And I'm still refining my wording and observing who's getting the best results and using the wording to draw more of those people, right? So again, the first thing is clear about who you're best suited to serve. Number two, clear about the problems that they're currently suffering. So clear to yourself and you make it clear to them so that they know it's for them. And number three is that you need to be able to explain the problems that they're going to continue to suffer or that they will suffer, like new problems, if it's not fixed. If it's not fixed. And I've had to work on this as well, okay? It's a learning process for all of us. And any business owner that tells you they have everything figured out all the time and it never changes, I think is fibbing to you a little bit because it's always evolving. And that's the great news, is that we can evolve. We can update our website. We can update our labels. We can update the things that we say. We can update our Instagram profile. We can change the way we post or what we say, or start moving in a new direction on our podcast or whatever. I mean, even me, since episode 200, my focus is probably going to be more on growing your business. So the first 200 episodes, a lot of that was about starting. Some of it was about growing. But I think it's going to flip, where more percentage after episode 200 is about growing versus starting, because I'm growing with y'all. And I have a lot of clients that have been with me, y'all, for over 3 years, 3.5 years, almost 4 years, have been with me in my programs and kind of moved along. And so as y'all grow, I'm growing. And as I'm having fun, y'all are having fun. And I'm figuring out I need more of these people. These people are amazing, right? And you get to do that too. So again, the three things you need to have in place, so you don't have to convince anybody of anything, that it just comes out and they know they're right for you and they want to buy. Clear about who you're best suited to serve. Clear about the problems that they're currently suffering, and clear about the problems that they will suffer if they don't fix the problem. And here's my thoughts on this. If you don't do this and you don't figure out how to not have to be convincing, and you don't figure out how to be clear about this stuff, what is going to happen? You're going to be doing work that doesn't work. You're going to be posting, you're going to be talking to people, and you're not going to get traction. People aren't going to be like really clear about what you do, and they're not going to be able to refer you either, which we all need referrals. How are they going to refer you if they're not clear about what you do? Because you're not clear about what you do. You didn't make it clear to them. The onus is on you. It should be very clear what you do and what you offer and how you help them. If it's clear, then everything's going to go smoothly. You're going to start getting more referrals, more sales, traction, momentum, growing. You can hire more people, all that good stuff. But if you don't, your business isn't going to grow. You're not going to get consistent sales. You're not going to get referrals. Then you're not going to get more leads. You're not going to get more sales. People aren't going to understand. They're going to leave your website. They're not going to get it. They may be iffy. And then what happens? Your business isn't doing well. And then you're freaking out. Like, do I have to go get another job? I'm a failure. I don't know how to run a business. And that is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Do not catastrophize this. You just simply haven't done some work to get real clear. Okay. So I don't want you going through this. Know that I'm inviting you today to Grow Getters, because we work on this stuff all the time, constantly tweaking, constantly evaluating. We go through a whole method. Make sure you get my free podcast if you're listening. Hopefully, if you're listening to this in like 3 years, maybe that free private podcast, I also call it a secret podcast, that secret podcast should be there, hopefully. But if not, I'm sure I have another link below. But right now, today in 2023, there is a link to my free secret podcast called Consistent Sales Made Simple. So this explains the whole method that I teach in Grow Getters, and this will just make things clear for you. And then you'll know, hey, yeah, I want the help. I want to be that person that's like, has support, has a community, has a coach helping me, a place where I can refine things so I can speed up my success. Why would you prolong not making consistent sales? Why would you do that to yourself? You're just like sabotaging yourself when help is available to you, okay? So number one, you can join Grow Getters. So click the link down below. But number two, you can get the free secret podcast, because then you can listen to it and you can kind of get more of what I'm talking about, okay? Okay, so that's it. Remember, you should never be convincing or asking yourself how to convince or feel convincing. You never have to be in that energy. You can be in an energy of showing how awesome what you offer is and how it can help them. Okay? I'm so happy for y'all. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are awesome. I'm so proud of you. Okay, that's it. Have a great day. Until next time, bye.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.